Shark, He's Goon. Today, alternate titles that were considered for Star Trek The Next Generation. This from another podcast called The Trek Files that I'm a big fan of. They've got access to Gene Roddenberry's archives, and they put out a list of some of the shows that were considered to be the title for the series that became Star Trek The Next Generation. Just thought Goon and I would bounce down the list and react. Let's start with Star Trek The Mission Continues.
Not horrible, but sounds like either a Las Vegas ride or a amusement park ride.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not horrible, and I think we may just be looking in the rearview mirror that if we had for 30 years been calling that series Star Trek TMC, I think we'd just be used to it. Because, again, if I just said to you cold, hey, did you see Star Trek's coming back? They're calling it Star Trek The Next Generation. I think I would have hated on that name as well.
I did hate on it when I heard it. I was like, what the hell is this crap?
Yeah, I think we're just used to it. Star Trek, A New Beginning.
Eh. When does it become old?
Star Trek, The New Adventure.
Not horrible, but again, that sounds like a video game.
Star Trek, The New Adventures.
It's the sequel to the video game.
Star Trek, The Enterprise Continues. That's awful.
That's awful because what happens if, all of a sudden you have other ships in it? It doesn't, no.
Star Trek, The Search. I mean, can you say Star Trek, The Search without two words popping in your head? No.
Nope. That's exactly what hit me right away.
Star Trek, Quest for Tomorrow.
That sounds like...
That's bad.
That sounds like Sequest.
That sounds like an episode I don't want to watch.
Wesley stepped on the grass.
Star Trek, The Eternal Quest.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Star Trek, The Final Quest. Well, that's going to suck when we decide to make 5 or 6 more series.
Yeah. Whose final quest is it?
Star Trek, The Eternal Mission. No.
Sounds like a power bar.
Star Trek, Future Trek.
Isn't Star Trek in the future anyway, so isn't that the future?
Star Trek, The Ultimate Mission.
Sounds like the X Games.
Star Trek, The Final Frontier. That's not bad. That was a bad movie.
I was going to say, sounds like a movie title.
But if the series, we haven't had a new series at all, and they announced Star Trek, The Final Frontier is coming out. Okay, I don't think that's bad.
Did that come out before or after The Next Generation?
Final Frontier is 89. It's after.
So then we wouldn't have been thinking about it. So it could have worked for this show.
Yeah, I think that would have been an okay title. Star Trek, New Worlds and New Civilizations, or Civilizations, if I Shatner it. No, too long.
Too long.
Star Trek, A New Tomorrow.
Isn't every tomorrow new?
Star Trek Forever.
Sounds like a Broadway play.
To me, I just think of the Batman film, and I'm wondering if I could see Picard's nipples. Star Trek, A New Generation.
Isn't that a slogan for Pepsi?
Star Trek, The New Generation.
Again, Pepsi.
Star Trek, A New Dawn.
No.
Star Trek, The New Voyage.
That could work, but that sounds like Hercules.
All right, this next one I actually like and would have been my choice, and I'll tell you why. Star Trek, The New Voyages. The reason I say yes to that is in the dark ages between TOS and the motion picture, when all we had were books, the books were called Star Trek, The New Voyages. So I like that because I'm old.
Besides me even thinking about the books, The New Voyages, it tells you exactly what's going on. It's more voyages of the show. So I can go with that.
Star Trek, The Voyage Continues. Nah.
Sounds like a movie.
Star Trek Enterprise 7, the 7 in Roman numerals.
For the TV series and not a movie?
Yeah, I guess I'm counting A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I guess we would have been on the Enterprise G.
Stupid.
Star Trek The Pioneers.
All I think of is Conestoga wagons.
Star Trek, the second generation. Yeah, I have the same reaction, but I think if that's what we had lived with for 30 years and we just called the show Star Trek TSG, I don't think we'd be hating on it more or less.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like I said, I wasn't a big fan of TNG, so that's one of those, like, yeah, it could work.
Star Trek, The Search for Tomorrow.
Are they trying to find the new tomorrow?
It's an episode I don't want to watch. Star Trek, A New Life.
Witness relocation program, Star Trek.
That's really funny. Star Trek, Brave New Worlds. That's not awful.
Sounds like a soap opera.
Star Trek, New Worlds to Conquer. That's terrible.
Only if you're a Klingon.
Star Trek, A New Trail to Blaze.
Did somebody smoking a lot of pot come up with that one?
Star Trek, A Return.
To what?
Star Trek, Beyond Eternity.
No, I got nothing for that one.
Star Trek Unbound. That sounds like a bad J.J. Abrams reboot.
We're a porno.
Star Trek 2. Now, that would have been the name of the series had it been a TV series circa 1978. That project eventually became the motion picture, but Star Trek 2, Roman numerals 2.
That doesn't work for TV shows.
And you can't do that if you had a movie 4 years earlier called Star Trek II.
Yeah.
Star Trek Past Infinity.
Were they going to have Buzz Lightyear as the commander of the Star Trek?
I'd watch that. Star Trek Beyond the Future.
No, because the future, you can't go beyond the future because the future is beyond.
Star Trek The Inheritors.
It sounds like a biker gang.
All right, I'm throwing you a change up here. Star Quest.
I mean, if you would have called it Star Trek The Quest, maybe, but no.
Beyond Star Trek. I don't know what that means.
Are you going to, like, you're not trekking, you're just, like, flying? I don't get it.
Star Trek, A Return.
Return of what?
Future Trek.
But the Star Trek is in the future.
Final Trek.
Everything's ending?
And the last one, Future Quest.
I'm just waiting for Tim Allen to come out with...
Exactly.
Galaxy Quest.
So Star Trek The Next Generation, it is. Shark and Goon will return.